Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidashny and I'm a Principal Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today we are going to continue our training about Visual Studio Code, and in this session we are going to discuss basic editor features. So, let's start. Last time we installed Visual Studio Code, and first of all you have to know that Visual Studio Code is a folder-based editor. So in order to start working with a project, you have to open a folder. With your files, I still don't have any project, so I will create a new folder. Let's open it, and after that I can start working with my files. Of course, Visual Studio Code supports some project files, some project formats like project.json, package.json, tsconfig.json, jsconfig.json, and even SLN and csproj files from Visual Studio. But you have to start working with a folder, and after that Visual Studio Code will read all important information from the folder, even about project files. So let's discuss the most important interface components of Visual Studio Code. The first two components are viewbar and sidebar. Viewbar allows you to switch a sidebar to different modes, and first mode and first button on viewbar is Explore button and Explore view. Thanks to this view, you will be able to list all files, subfolders, you can create new files, for example, let's create index.html. You are able to create subfolders, you can delete files, of course, you can see current working files, and so on. The second view allows you to provide text, and Visual Studio Code will search all files and list all of them that contain this text inside. Third view allows you to integrate Visual Studio Code and Git. I still don't install Git, so I'm going to show how to use Git in next modules. But in general, if you have Git, you can easily click a button in order to initialize Git for your current working folder, and you will be able to get access to different menu items that will allow you to commit changes, which will allow you to get information from Git, and so on. And last view allows you to switch sidebar to debug mode. Visual Studio Code supports integration with different debuggers, and you even can create your own extension that will help to integrate Visual Studio Code with a special debugger. But in general, you can use MonoDebug, for example, MonoDebugger in order to debug applications in C#. You can use Chrome Debugger in order to debug applications on client side, and so on. I am going to discuss lots of different features of Visual Studio Code, including some debuggers, in next modules. So, four different views, and of course the next important window is editor itself. Working with Explorer, you can open up to three editors, so you can open, for example, the same file using context menu and using open to the side command. So right now you can see two editor windows, and I can open a third one. And you can see that this menu item is disabled right now because I cannot open more than three editor window. This feature is very important if you want to compare different versions of the same file. Now I'm going to show how to edit settings. And Visual Studio Code will use this feature in order to allow me to edit settings for Visual Studio Code. Next important interface element is the status bar. Status bar shows lots of important information, number of warnings, number of errors. You can see running extensions, or you can easily install or list existing extensions in Visual Studio Code. You can find information about current position for the cursor, and you can see current encoding, and if you are working with general text files, you can change encoding very quickly using this window. And Visual Studio Code will try to recognize your programming language using extension, but if you want to change programming language by default, you can simply click, in our case, HTML, and simply select any of supported programming languages, or you can install additional extensions, and probably we'll see additional programming languages in the list. So next important element is menu, of course. Thanks to menu, you will be able to get access to some important commands, and I would recommend to start with the most important, at least as for me, command called command palette window, because you could see that Visual Studio Code supports toolbars, supports view bar, some commands on status bar, and supports several menu items. But how to find your command very quickly, how to execute your command very quickly. If you, for example, want to open a new folder, or if you want to install a new extension, there to find the right command and menu items. I would recommend to use command palette, because in this case you have access to all possible commands inside Visual Studio. You can see you can use a hotkey in order to invoke command palette, and once you invoke it, you can see list of all possible commands in Visual Studio. For example, if I want to open a new file, I can start typing open file. If I want to open something else, you can see list of all possible commands that contains open keyword in my case. If I want to install a new extension, I can execute this window once again and can start typing install. And Visual Studio Code will provide all possible commands with install keyword. So it's really easy to use this window, and in general we are going to use almost in all modules this window. So command palette, as for me, is the most important window. Next important commands that you can find in a menu are located in preferences menu item. So you can see several menu items related to settings of Visual Studio Code. You can see a menu item related to shortcuts. You can see a menu item about related to snippets and theme of Visual Studio Code. Let's start with theme. So you can easily select a new theme. You can see about 10 different themes by default. For example, I can select white theme. And I don't like it very much, so I will switch my color theme back to dark, default dark. So it's not very hard. But threads are not all themes. You can develop, if you want, your own theme. You can develop your own extension that will provide additional themes to Visual Studio Code. Or if you open a Visual Studio Code documentation page, you can see extensions link there, and if you click it, you will find lots of different extensions for Visual Studio Code. And if you scroll this page a little bit down, you can see a special category called themes. So let's click it, and you can find lots of different themes for Visual Studio Code. You can install any of these themes, and you even should not visit this page at all. You can install all themes directly from Visual Studio Code. So I can use command palette window. I can type install extensions, for example, and I can start typing something around themes. Let's try to do it. And you can see a list of all possible themes. I simply provided a keyword theme, and I can select any of these themes. Let's select the most popular theme, material theme, and let's click install. So Visual Studio Code spent a couple seconds in order to install theme. And in order to apply this extension to my Visual Studio Code, I have to restart Visual Studio Code. I can do it automatically. Just click restart now. And now I can use a new theme. So let's open code, preferences, color theme, and you can see material theme, a new theme in Visual Studio Code themes list. Next two important menu items, three menu items, allows us to modify settings for Visual Studio Code. Shortcuts, workspace settings, and user settings. I'm not going to discuss user snippets, because I'm going to talk about snippets next time. But in case of settings, you can see that you can modify settings for current working folder, for current project if you want, or you can modify settings for Visual Studio Code in general. So these settings will be applied to all working folders, to all projects. I am going to modify current settings for current working folder. Let's click this menu item, and you can see that Visual Studio Code used to editor windows. In order to show current settings, you have not to modify them. You can simply use it just for reference, and you can see lots of different settings there. And in the second window, you can provide your settings for the current working folder. And Visual Studio Code created a special folder, VS Code folder, and settings.json inside. So any settings that you want to modify, you simply can provide inside settings.json. And you can see that there are lots of settings about editor itself. There are lots of settings about files, so you can exclude some files with different extensions from the list. For example, if you open, for example, Unity 3D project, it contains lots of metadata files, and usually you are not going to work with them directly, so you can exclude it using settings.json. There are some associations, there are information about different vouchers, and many other settings. We are going to cover some settings a little bit later, but just know that you can easy edit it using file code preferences user or workspace settings. In case of keyboard shortcuts, you can do the same things. Visual Studio Code will open default shortcuts, and you'll be able to add or modify existing shortcuts using a special file called kbindings.json. So idea is the same. Let's close this file because we are not going to provide any shortcuts, and pay attention that now we have two working files, and if we modify anything inside index.html, you can see that we have one unsaved file in the list. By default, Visual Studio Code will not save your changes automatically. So if you want to save all files automatically, it's exactly that settings.json can do for you. So let's use preferences, let's select workspace settings, just for this working folder, of course, and I can start, I can find a special settings around after save. So I will try to search something like after save, and you can see that there are several parameters. By default, after save is off, but I want to change it. You can see that Visual Studio Code helps you to decide which value you have to select. You can see that there are three different values off by default after delay. You can find delay right here, so probably this delay is milliseconds, and one more value on focus change. So once I select another file, my files will be after saved. My current files will be after saved. So let's change this value to on focus change. How to do it? I can simply type file, and you can see that Visual Studio Code supports IntelliSense system in this case. File after save. And I'm going to provide another value. It should be on focus change. I can start typing, and you can see that Visual Studio Code supports IntelliSense here as well. So on focus change, and I can save all changes here. And probably now I will be able to use after save feature. So let's see it. Let's open index.html. Let's type something inside, and let's change my focus. Oh, and you can see that I don't have any unsaved files. So it's great. One more important menu item from context menu. Of course, you can do the same things from command palette, but if you want, you can execute the context menu. You can find open in terminal. Open in terminal allows you to open terminal window, but what is more important, you can open terminal window in context of your working folder. So simply select open in terminal, and you will see that my terminal in context of my working folder now, and I can execute some command line tools. They are going to use this feature very often. So it's really great menu item, context menu item. So probably that's all. Later we will see lots of different commands, but once we start working with JavaScript, once we start working with C#, with debugging window, we will be able to see other interface features of Visual Studio Code.